Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good afternoon, St. Louis FM News Talk 97.1 DGS. Think Tank coming up in a couple of hours.
5:08 p.m.
Which means we have no responsibilities until then. You can just play around. Do the damn thing we want.
Crank rumors back up.
Yeah.
Tell me why.
Yeah.
Everything turned around. Backing up, checking up, so you
Tony, I rely on you for all current things.
Uh-huh.
What's the latest?
The Democrats think that Trump is a racist.
What?
And
I don't think that's the way this has been going.
And Trump says he's not a racist.
Whew.
That's where we're at.
Okay. We can go have dinner until 5.
That is where we are at.
I'm looking at my drudge, and there's a lot of red. And it says, Trump turns on MAGA, disavows Cinder back chant at rally, Dems call for increased security.
What?
And then U.S. warship destroys an Iranian drone.
Yeah.
That's, Trump turns happened. On MAGA?
Come on, Drudge.
You're better than that,
Can
Matt.
You turn on MAGA if you're MAGA?
I don't know. I guess they're saying that he disagreed with the chance of Cinder back.
Wow. They also have a headline here in red that says, Trump says critics hate America despite his own U.S. put-downs. Drudge is not happy with the president.
Look, if it's in red...
Well, that's absolutely stupid.
If there's a siren.
Yeah, is it the police siren going
there's
off?
There's so much stupid right now.
It's a lot of stupid.
It's just hard to.
You know, it's really stupid.
Deal
with. Is to down a Smoothie King right before you do a professional radio show.
Yeah.
Little phlegm.
Yeah, feeling it.
Did you have the whole thing?
Have you met me?
That was like 7 minutes ago.
Have you ever? You're familiar with how I consume Smoothie Kings?
I guess.
Take the lid off, pour it on your, just pour it down your gullet.
I can't, as fast as I can get it down, that's what I do. I don't even enjoy it.
Yeah.
Go on.
No, I was just going to say, Tony, we can't have anything at Smoothie King. It's a wasteland for us.
Yeah. No, right.
I was checking
right.
Every label.
Rach and I went down.
No, you're, no.
We walked down
that's
there.
Not for you.
About quarter till to get Taliban and Wiggins a Smoothie King. And Wiggins was already there and had ordered 2 for himself.
Nice.
I was like, hey, guys. And they're like, oh, no, we were going to order you a smoothie. I'm like, I already have 2.
Yeah.
He goes, I have these 2-for-1 coupons. And I just decided to get
like
them
Andrew
both for me.
Using a smoothie as the drink during his meal.
Yeah.
But then he does this. I love this. It's like, so there's 1-2 of me and Rach, and he's like, I got these coupons, 2-for-1. And he puts them back in his pocket.
Oh, man, that's true. Why didn't I give you the coupon? That was a dumb...
I don't know. What would Jesus have done?
He would have given you the coupon.
He's like, hey, Peter, look at these.
Well, now he's storing both of his smoothies in the communal fridge in the kitchen.
You could have given them the coupon, or you could have just not... Let them know that you
yeah,
have a coupon.
You're rubbing it in
you
our
could,
face.
You could keep it with no...
Look at this sweet deal you don't have.
It's even worse because they give you the coupon back. It wasn't even like I would be giving it to you permanently. I could have just walked up and had them scan it.
Man, I used to drive over here when we were at Emmis quite a lot to get Smoothie Kings. And probably 8 times in a row, they had a different version of my name.
Oh, I remember.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It'd be like, what's your name? I'm like, Dave. They're like, all right, Drub, just pull it up.
Yeah, it
like
was never
8 times in a row.
It
all right,
was
Alexis?
Never. Yeah, it was never like they. Well, I could see them thinking they heard Doug or thinking they heard any other name, a normal name. It was always a word that was not a name.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, broomstick, come on by. We got you. That always amazed me.
Yep.
And now we work here.
All right, Droom.
Dave? Did you say globe?
Right, exactly.
There would be times where we'd be like, what was it? Dave. One more time. Dave. All right, Anna.
It was almost like they were trolling through, at that point.
Who would troll me? Can't imagine. I feel kind of bad. Alex, who works here yesterday, took all of our old guy pictures, and now his whole life is an open book to Russia.
Yeah.
See all that stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, so can the Russians go through his whole phone? I thought they
all
were just saving our
it.
Faces.
They have gone through.
All
well,
of it.
All
wow.
His, well, not his phone. It's all his pics. All his pictures are there. Are
have you met Alex?
There for,
I know. I'm a I little know. Worried.
I know. All your pics belong to Russia.
Man, I'm glad I didn't download that app.
And they can do anything they want with those pics.
I think it's even more than pics.
I thought it was just the pics.
No, I think it gives them more access to your phone.
Didn't something like this happen a year ago and
yeah,
none
we're
of
dumb.
Us learned our lesson? It was like the art thing where you put your picture inside the app and it matched you up with a piece of classic art
yeah.
or something like that. And then it was like, oh no, they're all just collecting our faces for their database. Let's never do this again. And
we're
then it's
dumb.
Like, oh, this one makes me look old.
It's true.
I'm going to download that.
When you clicked agree, it immediately uploaded your photos to a server in Russia.
Whoa.
Just right there is not great.
Hmm.
Some really old-looking Dave Glover is going to commit a bunch of serial killings in Russia.
Hmm. They have you for life. They can do anything they want with your pictures for the rest of time.
A whole bunch of opposition forces have been killed by this man.
Not only do they have your pictures, they have the altered pictures as well, and they can do anything they want with those.
Yeah. But not me, because the picture was taken with Alex's phone. So
yeah.
I guess they have my image, which I don't care about.
Right, but they don't have all your...
Yeah.
They don't have access to all your pictures.
Finally, a study that means something. A new study says that screaming the F word in particular lowers pain from an injury by 33%. Medical study.
Wow.
So you stub your toe and you scream, it actually lessens the pain.
All right. Come here, Wiggins.
Which F word? Farts?
I don't know. Let's try it.
Too tired to grab my bell.
Let's give everybody an F word.
You finally broken
and I'll
me.
I'll go and step on all their feet.
What's the worst normal life pain? Not like having your legs sawed off.
Right,
but...
right.
Typical life pain.
Ah, got my legs sawed off. That was number one on the list.
Is it the stub toe?
Stub toe is what I keep coming back to.
It's pretty bad. I will maintain eyelash under the contact lens.
You know which one weirds
pretty
me the
intense.
Most? Are there any more nail biters in the room?
Me.
No.
Okay. When you're biting your nails and you get it all the way down, but you think, okay, I can go one level more.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then it just, you go down
yeah.
to like your pancreas.
Yep.
And then it's, it doesn't really hurt, but you do this. You're like, it'll never grow back.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you guys do this, but I try to pull my fingernail back out. And it feels like it works.
That sounds like that's a lot like self surgery on an ingrown toenail.
Oh, I forgot
just
about your
digging in
history
there and just yeah.
What
boy,
is it? Your grandma invented them or something, or
toenails?
She invented like to do the V.
Yeah, cut your fingernail. You cut your toenail in a V, and then
but didn't she like you said she made that up or something?
No, that's an old wives' tale that's been around forever.
So you go down in the middle.
Yeah, you cut. You just. Put a little tiny V in the top of your toenail. And
why?
It'll stop you from ingrown toenails happening.
Man,
anymore.
There are a few things I feared more as a kid. I think my brother got them a bunch.
Oh, they hurt.
And ooh. I've had them. I've never had one like surgically taken care of by a doctor, but I've had them enough where they're like red and stuff.
Oh.
And just the description. Didn't Grace have to go in and get one not too long ago?
No. She had her the ear thing. That's
didn't one
of
your kids have a toe thing?
No.
Hmm.
I don't think so.
Hey, Mr. Tony Neanderthals. Columbo?
That's me.
What does evolution say about us needing toenails?
I'm not here to answer your
protect
Neanderthal
toes,
questions.
You said you knew everything about Neanderthals.
That's not a Neanderthal question.
It's a Neanderthal question.
If you
exactly.
ask me if they had toenails, the answer is yes.
Do they have toenails?
No, I think our nails are supposed to be claws.
Yeah.
That this would devolve down into, oh, you don't need to kill people with these anymore. You can just bite them real far down and then hurt.
They're supposed to help us pick up things like food, pick things off like bugs, and hold on tightly to things.
Your feet?
Your feet and your fingernails.
I used to be able to pick up 3 tennis balls with 1 foot.
At once?
Yeah.
That's not true.
Well, what is true?
He said used to, so he can't prove it. With just your toes?
Yeah.
No.
I couldn't just lay 3 tennis balls down and walk up and pick them up.
That's what it means.
But I could put 3 tennis balls like strategically within 1 foot within my toes and pick them up.
I hate it when we start talking about toes like this.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to need to see them.
Yeah, that's the grossest thing I've ever heard, and I still want to see it.
are your toes?
Are they in
I've
fully?
I've never seen Ryan's toes.
Have you ever seen
toes?
My long?
Just take off your shoes.
Are they? No,
let's cut out the middle, man.
Okay.
Yeah, let's.
I don't think I've ever seen Tony's toes either.
You guys tell me when this is over.
Okay.
Because I'm not looking at
look how long
toes.
My toes are.
I can't see him. Can you not raise your leg higher than that?
I can't get my leg up.
Oh, for love of God. I have to come to you.
Oh, those are long.
I hate toes.
Pretty long toes. See?
Yeah, it's pretty weird.
Now you believe it.
More times we can say toe.
Okay, I've got some lemons in my office. Can we see how many lemons you can pick up?
I don't see why not.
Tell me, would you grab the lemons off my desk, please? God, this show. We wonder why the other 97.1 core audience hates us.
Have any of you ever gotten a pedicure before?
I've had one.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And just I'm very ticklish, mm-hmm. and my OCD, it was almost impossible to not kick the person in the face.
Yeah.
Well, whenever they loofah your heel.
Tony's got his back turned still.
No, it's over. It's over temporarily.
You have your shoes on?
No, but my socks on.
Okay.
To me, the hardest part is whenever they go in and they clip your nails, and then sometimes they'll take like pliers and just start ripping out like hangnails and stuff. It is such a leap of faith to let someone else do that for you.
Oh, God, yes.
You really just have to mentally go to another place.
Can we do a Facebook Live of this?
So these lemons are not as big as tennis balls, but you're saying that you can place these in the gaps of your toes and lift your foot off the ground and hold.
Andrew, I've never seen you look more disgusted.
Well,
it's disgusting.
Look, I'm not as limber as I used to be. So
I don't think you have to be limber for that.
We'll see. I used to be able to do 3 tennis balls. I don't know if I still can.
Inflated tennis balls?
These are half the size of tennis balls.
Yeah,
all right,
right?
We'll give it a try.
Hold on. You should be able to do 4.
Rach is preparing.
I'm keeping this one.
Are we doing it right now or are we going to wait to the break?
No, we're doing it right now. We have nothing else to do. It's Think Tank Day.
I hate
Taliban, can you get on the mic and walk us through it since you're the closest?
Yeah, here, go right. Because I'm not going to do play-by-play.
This is hard. I'm going to maybe get through.
You got to turn his mic on. Lemon juice is gonna squeeze. Turn Andrew's mic on.
All right, so he's doing this gross thing. No one's having fun. No one's happy about it.
That might be the most perfect description of what we're doing.
Come on, coward, do it.
He's doing something gross and nobody's having fun.
Ugh.
Come on, squeeze it.
I'm not looking.
Just 2.
How many viewers do we have? Like 1?
We have 27.
27 too many.
Grip is not the same.
So he's really, really wedging it in there. He appears to be stabbing his toe.
Like a baseball?
He's stabbing his toenail through them, I think.
Also, why are you sitting down?
On there. Yeah, why are you sitting down
it's better
to do
than
this?
Him being up on the counter.
Okay, right. Just do 2 really well.
Yeah, do 2 really well.
No! No, no, no!
Well, I mean, just for the.
Can he not? So you're saying he can't do the 3?
He can't.
I'm not going to look.
I don't either.
That's not.
Taliban will give you $100 to eat one out of there.
Oh, come on. Did not 100.
Did he do 3 or 2?
I want that money.
Just 2. Just 2.
But I want that money.
She just touched him and said you're worth more.
So it's a full fail. It's a total fail.
Yeah. No, it's not a full fail.
It is a full fail.
Yeah, no, that's a fail.
These are half the size of tennis balls, and you could only do 2.
Like I said, when I was a little more, I had a little more agility in my feet when I was younger. As we all do. I mean, you guys know.
No, I don't.
Sanitizer or something before you touch the board.
We'll see.
You're picking your
feet. We'll see.
Yeah, he's clean. He's
all right, now I'm curious what I can
clean
do.
Out in between his toenails.
Yeah, let me handle the board.
Just give me 1.
Yeah, here. You want me to sub in?
Those were in his feet.
I'll sub in on the board.
Care. Dave, those were in his feet.
I don't care.
I know you don't.
Now let me know when you want another one.
All right.
Yeah, 1's pretty easy.
Yeah.
1's pretty easy. Here, try 2.
There's nothing to it.
Because I did 2.
Hey, Sue.
So you take off your shoes.
Hey,
Remember, Sue's the one that's like,
I can't even try to. Sue, you want a lemon?
She loves her feet.
Yeah.
Hey, what did we say?
We don't want Ryan to touch the board because he's been like rubbing and picking at his feet because of the lemon challenge.
I know this is a shocker, but I've got hand sanitizer in the office.
Kelly says your mistake was doing the middle one last. You need to go big toe to little toe.
I would love to hit Ryan with a lemon, but I'm afraid I'd kill him.
What, has she done this before?
I don't know. She's got a strategy.
Yeah, she seems to be a pro at this.
Did he do it?
No.
He did two pretty confidently.
Look how pretty Sue
looks
today.
Which is not three.
Which is not easy.
Which is not three, and these are not tennis balls. These are smaller than tennis balls.
He's not as limber as he once was.
It doesn't make any sense.
I don't know what that means in your toes.
I want to do something too, but the camera's still on.
Yeah, stupid camera.
I can't do it.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 330. Man, oh man. Now I know who's throwing out the first pitch at the Cardinals game. Jeez, brother.
Look, when you're standing in a doorway that's as narrow
Tony
as your body.
Standing in a doorway.
And then it's all about accuracy. It's about hitting the chair across the room. So I'm going to throw it right down the line instead of trying to throw it as hard as I can.
Look,
big man.
I know it's no longer PC to say someone throws like a girl. So I'm going to say you throw like a newborn baby sea turtle.
That was his first throw. There's a second throw in the video where he has a fine windup. It was all square.
Oh, right.
You're doing
right.
No,
I'm telling you,
you're embarrassing
yourself. Facebook Live.
Thanks, girl.
You gotta be kidding me. Tony.
Yeah.
Back me up.
Yeah, it wasn't good. The form was bad.
Did anyone clean up the lemons? That's all I want to know.
Yeah, we were out there. We cleaned it up.
Okay.
Yes.
All you were missing was the Mr. Burn sound.
It was more of a of a push than it was a throw.
You win this round, Lemon.
I wish the
you
whole
ever have
show
a baseball coach
Burns
tell
voice.
You don't aim, just throw it.
Yeah,
stop.
Yeah.
That's it. Was
that's
a,
what you finally did.
It was an aim. No,
it was
no,
like,
it
was like throwing darts. That's right.
Yeah.
Yep.
It was this.
But I love his attack though. Is I didn't need to throw it like a big man. I didn't need to impress the girls by not throwing it like some sort of weak, tiny baby just born.
Just throw it, man.
Just throw the damn lemon.
Just throw the lemon, bro.
I did. It was awesome when I did it that way. You guys know it. When I threw it hard, you guys were like, dang, Wiggins.
You could have, your throw could have hit my mom in the eye and she would have been fine.
That's a fact.
That's true.
Tony goes, someone goes, man, there's lemon juice all over. I'm like, whatever. And I went and looked at the wall, and it's like, ooh.
Yeah,
I just want the listening audience to know that they just cleaned our carpets last night.
Oh, yeah.
We're cleaning them. We cleaned them.
What are you doing?
What's one of the...
I'm just
you're doing what
in.
I usually
listen,
do.
Listen.
You're doing what I do
what
when
is
she sends
one of
me
main,
a text going, zero chill, dude.
What is one of the main products that you use in cleaning?
Lemons.
Hello.
Yeah, you're
that's
right.
True. Of anything to be thrown right. against the wall, that is the best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We could have our own cleaning crew. That's all we do. Go in and throw lemons.
Yeah, throw lemons
Andrew
and soap.
Andrew and I were out there just now cleaning the lemons with lemon wipes.
There you go. Mm-hmm. We're
so,
fine.
Can't argue with that.
Hello.
Totally fine.
It's like saying, oh, my soap's so dirty.
Your SERP?
He's struggling.
What did you just say?
He's struggling.
He's a mess.
He's a total mess.
I think
mess.
He just had a little.
I did not.
He had a Mark Close moment.
Sounded like it to me.
I don't even
Freudian
slip Tony,
here's
servants.
A highlighter if you need it.
Andrew says there's lemon chunks dripping off of the windows.
We fixed it.
Lemon chunks.
The word chunk has never appeared.
Touch those lemon wipes.
Touch those lemon chunks with your toe.
I offered him $100 to eat a lemon out of his foot.
Yeah, and he considered it, and I told him.
Considered it?
Why not? It's his foot.
Andrew wouldn't eat it out of his own foot?
No, Dave wanted Andrew to eat it out of your foot.
Why don't you go to the bathroom?
No.
And you do whatever in there you need to do to come back different. Andrew wouldn't eat it out of his own foot.
They come back different.
Jeez. Now, in all the years that I've paid Andrew to do gross stuff, that was the most real. It was like an after-school special. Because Wiggins has two lemons in his monkey toes. And of course, I say, hey, Taliban, I'll give you $100 to bite one of those lemons out of his toes. And sweet Rach touches his shoulder and goes, you're better than that. That is exactly. You watch the video.
Because he was the line.
Andrew, you are better than that.
How did Andrew get from when Rachel said somebody's going to clean this up and Dave and I simultaneously yelled Andrew? The next thing that came out of his mouth was something about us being brave.
No, I said, I went out to clean it and I go, I'll clean it. And he goes, oh, so brave of you. And then he immediately took off running to KMOX.
Because he knew you're going to hit
Yes. I chased him through the office. Oh, so brave of you.
I was trying to think how we got from Andrew cleaning up to bravery.
Like, look, dude, I just offered to clean it.
That was quite a moment going, now someone needs to clean this up, and both of you at once. Andrew!
We all have our place.
Hey, man, if you're not going to eat the toe lemon, you can clean it up.
And then I am such a baby that when he looked at me and was like, why are you? I was like, Dave said it too! Hey, Andrew, there's the yellow ones right there. There's the yellow ones.
Somebody, was he looking for the yellow lemons? The
we were looking for my wipes.
Lemon there on lemon. Are. Andrew, I'll help you on the break.
What happened to them?
Good question.
I took one.
Okay. Well,
yeah. That's entirely the answer.
Those, yeah. Now we have those back in
it's
the
done,
office.
Though. It's all clean.
Well, good. But can you put those back in the office?
They're all out of the canister like when a magician pulls handkerchiefs out of his sleeve. What happens when Glover gets anything out of a container.
I've never used a disinfectant wipe before. I didn't know how.
We were looking for those exact wipes a moment ago.
My hands have never felt so clean.
Yeah. And you know why? Because they're lemon.
I feel like 99% of the bacteria is gone.
Because they're lemon wipes.
I think never used a disinfectant wipe.
No.
First time, really.
Yeah.
Well, now who doesn't have life experience?
No, I was standing over here holding a lemon that had just come out of your toe and then mine. And everyone's like, got to wash my hands. And I was like, well, good a time as any to start.
Yeah.
So... that was fun.
I think my favorite comment on the video was from Ellie. She said, all I saw when the notification went up was Wiggins claims he can lift 3 lemons with his ... How could I not click that?
Yeah.
I think you'd have a better chance with this ... Yeah, I'm calling it, dude. I don't care. Your most monkey-toed sitting in your junior high bedroom working on picking up tennis balls.
You never did it.
You never picked up 3 tennis balls with your foot.
Nope.
Call it all you want. I have no proof, and I can say whatever I want.
Did you just, like, set one on top of your foot? That
you would have been able to get it. You would have been able to get 3 lemons at least kind of close to picking up if you were able to do that with tennis balls. That's where my...
I did get it kind of close. We have video evidence of that.
Of 3?
Mm-hmm. I was pretty close.
Was there close to 3?
Yeah.
He tried to slip the 3rd one in there.
Yeah, when nobody was looking.
Boy... it's not adding up.
Can we, whoever does this on my show, I don't know, but can we just isolate?
I can promise you, whatever you're going to say, it's not me.
Can we just isolate Wiggins' first throw and put it in slow motion?
I'll try to figure out a way to do that.
All right, thank
you. It's
on
Facebook Live, so it's a little difficult, but
do you have
we'll
it
see.
In your camera too or no?
I don't think I saved it, but I can download it from Facebook.
So Tony and I played catch a lot. I know how Tony throws. He knows how I throw. Never seen Wiggins throw anything. So he's like, I'll take a shot. I knew it would go one way or the other. He would either go that way and throw like Lucy Van Pelt from Peanuts.
Right.
Or he would just
Nolan Ryan
smoke it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And guess what the second one was like?
Did you have an inference on what it might be?
Oh, I know which way I was putting my money. And I would have doubled it.
And you would have won.
Yeah, and then the second one, Wiggins, you threw it like a girl. So here, throw this lemon.
Hey, dude, it's not cool to say people throw like
a
girl.
Yeah, man, what's wrong with you?
Yeah.
The new thing is to say like a, throw like a
baby
newborn
sea turtle.
Newborn baby sea turtle.
Yeah.
That's a.
So here, like Wiggins, throw this one with your weird fin. So he throws me a lemon that's already squeezed and emptied.
Yeah.
And is like, here, now hit the chair. You're going to look real good doing that. So I threw that one real hard and it went nowhere. It was basically just the skin of the lemon.
Man, he's got a lot of excuses.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like a lot of excuses. I don't get it.
His toes are just having a bad day. Can't get all three of them in there.
My toes are fine and my form is fine.
We'll let the audience be the every judge of that.
We talk about toes a lot on this show, and every time I say I don't like it, but then people send me toe stuff on Twitter.
That's
and
so
it's
nasty.
Just my living nightmare.
That's yeah. weird.
Oh, I haven't looked at my Twitter yet.
This is one of those days, like, I spend too much of my time off the air bitching about people who bitch about us online, and the show's not what it used to be, and the show sucks. Then there are days like this, I'm like, we don't take enough crap. People do not criticize us enough. We have too many listeners.
There are 10 people out there going, ooh, a challenge. Perfect.
Nah, that's not a challenge. Who can't go up on this show?
No, the new challenge is who can pick up 3 lemons with 1 foot.
Oh, yeah, we should start a viral sensation.
That is good.
That is a new viral sensation starting now.
I have to say that when you said pick up the lemon with your foot, I thought your toe would curl around it. Really what you're doing is just shoving lemons in between your toes.
Yeah, that was your mistake.
Yeah.
Idiot.
That's where I went wrong. There's actually no picking up.
Yeah, that's a great point. It's actually
just
placing
stuffing lemons in your long monkey toes.
That's pretty close.
Yeah, I thought I was a junior high loser, but man, oh man, dude. Spending your time in your bedroom seeing how many tennis balls you could shove in your toes. I was 007 compared to you.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than 1 billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Thursdays are my days.
We needed that.
Yeah, I needed that.
Yeah.
I don't know if anyone else needed that. I love the comments like on people watching, just like, I can't believe I'm watching this. I can't believe I'm enjoying this. I can't believe it's just, yeah.
Yeah, I can't believe I'm doing it.
What would have happened if at Trump's rally last night, he would have just taken 3 lemons out of his pocket?
Put them in his feet. The crowd would have gone crazy.
That could have united the country.
Did you guys watch last night? Did you watch the Trump thing last night?
Not live.
I watched a little bit of it live, but then when the chant started, I got upset and I turned it off.
I watched up until someone held a baby up and he started screaming, "What a baby!" Folks, what a baby! And I'm like, this isn't real life. I'm obviously have ingested a Tide Pod, and it just kept on going. And everyone's clapping for the baby, like, "Wah! It's the best baby I've ever seen."
It's a baby.
Was that your Trump voice?
What a baby! I'm not sure what that was.
Sounded more like Tony's New York baby than anything else.
Are we baby talking?
No, I'm just saying it sounded like.
I'm fine with baby talking.
No, we're not doing no baby talk right now.
Just a New York baby.
Just
over
think
here.
If you're just picture your old guy, picture the pizza maker doing the New York baby talk.
Am I a baby or am I from Brooklyn? Maybe it's a little bit of both.
Listen, I've been sitting here to kill you, so just turn around. I don't want to look at you. A woman thought a guy was hitting on her. Turns out he just thought she looked like Buzz Lightyear.
Oh, I've seen this. She was working out at her gym, and her personal trainer asked to take a selfie of her or a picture of her. And she was like, oh my gosh, she's into me. And then he shows back up like their next training session. He had photoshopped her face onto Buzz Lightyear and was like, look how much you look like him.
Oh, man. Oh,
that's harsh.
That's not okay.
That hurts.
No. Blow to the ego.
Is that a common move for guys? Just say,
I don't think so.
You're kind of hot. Can I just take a picture of you to take home with me? Seems like a weird thing to do.
Yeah.
Community pool closed because of serial pooper.
Mm.
True story.
Maybe real.
Macomb, Michigan. They think it's just one person who showed up just every day and they'd just drop a deuce and they'd have to clear the pool and they'd open it up and they'd let people in and then there it was again.
I have to assume that he has a some sort of problem with somebody who works there, right? Otherwise, why would you do that?
I think he's just a normal guy, Sue.
I think he's more like one of our picnic table types.
Look at Tony's face.
Tony!
Oh. Well, what you said was kind of dumb.
Yeah. But why?
I gotta believe it. I gotta believe
it. Some sort of an issue. But why? What? Okay.
The guy who shows up at the pool and poops in it every day.
I gotta think.
Go with me here. It's just a theory.
Oh, God.
There's probably something wrong with that guy.
Well, obviously there's something wrong with him. I'm just wondering.
Did somebody get the authorities from Macomb, Michigan on the phone?
Yeah. If he's just
Sue
really
got a theory here.
We got our very own FBI profiler over
there.
Or
if he's just really mad at somebody, he wants them to have to clean it every day.
I'm sorry, Sue. I didn't mean, I just, that
wonder
was
if it's
too
just
much.
A normal guy or if it's that guy that keeps squatting next to the pool.
I'm beginning to think this guy's got some sort of issue.
That is not
maybe
what
someone
I
just
said.
Needs to sit him down and tell him that you're not supposed to poop in the pool.
Sir.
Ah, damn it, I crapped again.
I'm telling you, he's mad at somebody.
Look, lifeguard, I feel real bad, but yeah. I crapped again.
There's nothing wrong with me.
You know what's funny? I was just on vacation in Michigan. That story was everywhere. People were talking about that story all over the place.
Bell in
I didn't even say anything weird.
I was just getting ready. You were so aggressive. I just figured it was going to be something Wiggins-ish. Anytime you talk with that level of passion, I'm like, here it comes. I love this story. A pizza chain is selling just crusts. The Villa Italian Kitchen restaurant chain is selling pizza with just crust. They will also add sauce and cheese at an extra charge. It's a pizza, right?
So they're just selling like the whole pie minus the
everything but
tomato
the crust.
Sauce and cheese.
Yeah,
we got a couple. Just
that's bread.
Go on.
No, yes.
What are you afraid of?
What else was it?
I don't know. I didn't know if they sold, like, they were basically breadsticks, like just the edges of the crust.
Okay.
I'm out of this. This is Tony Colombo being
Dave's
mean
the
to the girls. What did I do? I read a story. Sue said something dumb. He thought you said something dumb. It wasn't nearly as dumb as her, but
you
he jumped
what?
On it.
I stand by my guy is mad at somebody at the pool. Ta-da!
Yeah, and
I
you know what, Sue?
This man has some sort of problem.
I stand by. We don't know what kind of crust it is.
I agree.
It could be any kind of crust. It could be a Chuck E. Cheese type situation, and they're just giving you leftover
crust.
Crust?
Story gives me no information at all!
I don't know what to
do. It's like buying a car, and them saying, yeah, you can have it for real cheap, but it won't include a motor or wheels.
Get ready for the bell.
No. That was a... No, I said no, a good thing. It was a good one.
It was
a goodie.
What else you got, Dave? What else can Tony crush us for?
I think this guy's got a problem.
I did not say that.
No, I think he said something like, I think he's got a personal vendetta against someone that works there.
Yes.
I gotta think that there's something
break
wrong
up with
it.
Me, will you?
Pretty much.
Whoa, you guys.
Gonna go grunt.
Hold on a second.
This guy.
Andrew on... Oh, sorry, Tony. Go ahead.
No, I'm done.
He's about to bust you.
Andrew on Twitter says, why are you assuming that the serial pooper is a male?
Oh!
Good one.
Hashtag everybody poops.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Especially chicks. Fact. Especially chicks that have some vendetta against a guy that works at the pool.
Yeah.
I feel
did
ashamed
you get this
and
BS,
unwoke.
Did you get this BS tweet?
What's wrong with that guy?
Oh.
No!
Is there a face on his big toenail?
No.
It's a toe tweet.
No. Is it blue cheese?
Do people tweet you their pictures of their feet at night?
They are right now. Night. Why is it going to be at night?
Because she said she gets creepy toe pics.
Oh.
Last time we talked about toes a couple months ago, I got a lot of toe pics that I did not want.
Yeah. Yeah. Whenever we have these
discussions, call Wiggins
what happened.
I know you're the religious guy, but you're definitely the creepy sex guy. Because anything that can be turned into it, you do it. Like anytime you can say like, veiny, like you're gonna do it. And so when Rate says like, oh man, I get too many toe pics, you're like, wait a second. 20 minutes later, yeah. Wait a second, are you saying that men by themselves wearing a trench coat just sends you pictures of their toes at night
at 1 a.m
at 1 a.m
do you have like a special pics? Email for that
with
or something?
Like a hot shower in the back, is that what you're saying? And that you love it? Is that what you said to the people of the DGS, that you love that to happen?
If they were using a hashtag, what might that hashtag be?
Or if they're not.
If you're going to send me pics like that, use the hashtag Wiggins Toes.
If they're not using the hashtag.
Look, am I a lie? Like am I wrong?
No, you're
that
correct.
One was.
Anytime it can go that way.
She said that 20 minutes ago. About
right.
The toe pics.
It took him 20 minutes to find his spot. When you say scalloped potatoes, do you mean like a woman's nipples and they're just like a spud?
So let me paint the picture. It's 1 o'clock in the morning.
Look, follow-up question.
Oh, okay. No. All
right.
How do you make a second Twitter account with a pseudonym?
Let's just say it was me.
Yeah. Let's say react? This friend was me.
Let's say that I accomplished my tennis ball feat, and I just want to share it with you, my best friend. And you love it, and you ask for more. What happens then? Do we go to HR? Do
how
we
late not? Are you awake?
Do we hide it from Kathy Edelman? I don't know. I don't know the answer. Ask Sue Thomas.
That's
she's the detective.
Business. It's not her business.
Are these publicly available tweets? Are they DMs?
Would I think this man has a problem.
Would I be able to see him?
You always know when it's coming because I talk like this. Hey, I might say something weirdly sexual right now.
No, that's Marlon Brando. That's not even at all what you're doing.
He did make an obscene gesture in the office earlier.
Which one?
Yeah, what did I do?
It was me and Ryan and Andrew, and he did want to... You want me to do it?
Oh, yeah, peeing on the book.
What did he do? Did he hold an imaginary penis in his hand?
He did.
Wiggins!
It was defacing a book.
I didn't know if you were peeing or otherwise.
Well, just because you were turned around.
Oh, I caught it out of my peripheral.
Otherwise, you say.
This was a joke between Andrew and I, and then all of a sudden, Rachel Zimmerman turns around in the middle of the joke.
That makes girls much more comfortable.
Yeah, but it was just do it behind my
just
back.
Just you and your male buddy holding invisible penises.
If it makes you feel any better, it was us making fun of you not accepting a Christmas gift well.
Well, gee, I feel better.
Makes me feel
better.
Got
this Christmas gift. Here's what I'm going to do with it. That was the joke.
He was all like,
now you're doing that to me.
It was nuts.
Jeez. It's almost like there's got to be something wrong with this guy, Sue.
I'm starting to think that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.